one of the distinguishing marks of apostles and prophets in the Spirit is that they are ministers, not of the letter, hallelujah, not of the tradition of the elders, but of the Spirit. More so than other ministers and believers. They see, they hear, they discern, they perceive things in the Spirit. Others do not. Moreover, genuine apostles and prophets always see the revelation they receive as a now thing. Hallelujah. That is, when it becomes revelation to them, they begin to walk and operate in it immediately. They no longer consult with flesh and blood after they've come to know the will of God. After God has spoken to them, they have no reason to consult with flesh and blood anymore. Hallelujah. They've heard the Word of God and they begin to go forth and do what God has told them to do. Can you say amen? They don't wait for others to see it or to know it or for it to become popular. Like the Apostle Paul, once they know something by the Spirit, they no more consult with flesh and blood regarding it, but simply make an immediate adjustment to begin walking and operating in the light of that revelation as He is in the light. There's just something built into the psyche and the spirit that requires them to begin walking in revelation right now. I like what Hebrews chapter 11 says. It says now, faith is. Faith is always now or it's never. Hallelujah. Praise God. Faith is always now or it's never. And that's what faith is. It's a now faith. Hallelujah. And once you've heard the word of the Lord, there's nothing else to do but to begin walking in it. There's just something built into the psyche of these kinds of leaders and their spirit that requires them to begin walking in revelation right now, rather than relegating it off to sometime in the future when God will move that, read that, force them into it. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it do they meditate day and night. Hallelujah. To apostles and prophets, and you're going to have to turn the TV off if you're going to meditate day and night. Hallelujah. To apostles and prophets in the Spirit, revelation is the law of the Lord. To apostles and prophets in the Spirit, revelation is the law of the Lord. It is not optional. Hallelujah. Apostles and prophets are pioneers. They are trailblazers. They are initiators. They are forerunners. And thus they often take the lead in new things God is doing and saying. Apostles especially are always first in spiritual shifts. They possess a breakthrough anointing to pierce the status quo, to bring forth the new thing God is doing. Thank God for the Daniel Boones who forged that trail through the Blue Ridge Mountains to find a new world out there. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Christopher Columbuses that were inspired by God to go and discover that the world is not flat, that God did not make a world that you're going to fall off of. Hallelujah. But that there's new, undiscovered worlds out there. Thank God for the spirit of apostles and prophets who are like Daniel Boones and who are like David Crockett's and who are like Christopher Columbus's, who will go out by the inspiration of the Lord and begin to break through into new territory. Hallelujah. They're not afraid to be first. Hallelujah. They're not afraid to take the Word of God and say, I don't care if anybody else believes it. I believe it. I don't care if anybody else does it. I will do it. Hallelujah. They're not afraid of breaking out of the pack. Hallelujah. And becoming a leader. I mean, folks, we need to have leaders in this day who will either lead, follow, or get the heck out of the way. Can you say amen?